Well, it's a big game for a club when you're 0-3 at the start of the season and you're not where you want to be and you've got a side that many people are saying you should be able to beat. It's a huge game. Nothing will be taken for granted by the boys in navy blue. Cade Simpson, one of the veterans and team leaders, joins us on the show. Good morning to you, Cade.
Morning, guys.
Mate, you've seen a lot in your footy. Before we talk about the ins and outs of this game, a game of footy on Anzac Day in New Zealand's a great experience for you.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a massive privilege to play on Anzac Day. Usually only sort of Collingwood, Carlton get that right. But, yeah, we've obviously been there and done it with them. But, yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
And, Cade, good morning to Mix, a great military buff as well. What sort of things have you done in the lead-up to this game in terms of sort of familiarising yourself about the Anzacs and the spirit of the Anzacs?
We haven't done a whole heap. Mick, sort of since he came to the club, always, even when we weren't playing on the day, would go into a lot of detail. We had Ben Robert Smith talk to us last week, which was an absolute unbelievable talk. Some of his stories are just amazing, and you sort of can't believe that they're real. It's pretty much like a real life movie, his life. So that was a great experience. And then, yeah, coming over to New Zealand, another country where it's such a big deal over here and a massive privilege for us to play.
It is. Good morning, Kate. It's Andrew Gaze here. Last week, a lot of talk and the actual announcement of a rebuild process that you're going through. Does that have an impact on some of the players? Do they start looking over their shoulders? Maybe some of the veterans start questioning their position. Have you noticed any change amongst the group because of that very public announcement?
Not really, no, because I think as players, and I know as coaches, Mick's sort of always stressing he's not going to hand out games to young guys just willy-nilly. He thinks everyone has to earn their spot. So we've really just got to focus week to week at the spot where we are right now. So we've got a big game against the Saints on a very special day, and we're just looking forward to that.
And that's the right way of being, and we will talk about that. Just one further one to what Gazy said before we get off it. Mick talks about the fact that it might be, this sort of stuff can distract people. Conversations about, his future might distract the players and his other coaches. Have you and any of your teammates taken your eye off the ball for a second because of the conversations about the coach?
Me personally, no. It doesn't really even come up in conversation, so I'm guessing the other boys haven't either. You go out to play footy, as soon as you step over that white line, there's so much going on, you can't really focus on mixed contract and stuff like that. So I know the media make a lot of hype of it, but doesn't really come into the picture too often.
Okay, we all have, we watch a lot of footy and we watch Carlton play, and we all have opinions about where Carlton's at. In terms of why the team isn't getting the job done right now, you're an experienced player. What's your view on what isn't quite there now?
I definitely just our consistency. I think we've shown we can play good footy, but it's just not consistent, and it's not for four quarters. In this day and age, every side's so competitive, you're just not going to win games if you're playing or stringing together one or two good quarters. So I think last week against the Bombers was a step in the right direction, but we still didn't win, and we're down by five or six goals. So we've got a lot of improvement. We're playing some good footy in stages. We just got to put that together and sort of, I think we have lapses of sort of 20, 30 minutes where sides will kick four or five goals and we really struggle to score. So that's definitely a focus area, but not sort of going into our shells. We want to continue to take the game on.
And you've got Blaine Bokhurst, who first round pick, he's coming in. Not your typical young guy that's in. He's been around a little while, but what can we expect from him?
Yeah, he had a really good pre-season, Blaine, so I'm a lot of run and dash, probably sort of that wing half-forward position. But, yeah, takes the game on, uses his legs, long kicking, good skills. As you said, he's a bit more mature than the other sort of 18-year-old draft pick, so he's played senior footy over in Western Australia, so he should be able to step right in and pick up the tempo quite comfortably.
Okay, we were talking about Juddy before, the fact that he didn't make the trip. We here have formed the view that he just wanted to stay at home here in Melbourne, warm and rugged up in the man cave that he's got there. Mm. Have you visited his man cave at all?
No, I haven't had the invite yet, which is a bit disappointing. So, hopefully soon he'll get me around and we'll have a game of snooker or something.
What have you heard about it?
Yeah, it's quite impressive. I've seen a few pictures and stuff. He's got the pool table and the big screen and some nice scotch and wine and stuff. So it's a fair setup.
Were you surprised to learn that you actually have to take your shoes off before you enter his man cave?
No, it doesn't surprise me, actually.
Right. Is he? It looks meticulous, like styled to an inch of its life and everything just about perfect. Have you had a look in his locker? Is his locker a bit the same?
It's actually quite the opposite. Right. Yeah, there's quite a few, just stuff thrown everywhere. And the boys started sticking up some paper cutouts of him and stuff when he wasn't looking his best in the paper. So there's a couple of years' worth of that stuck in his locker.
So Watto might be onto something here, Kay, because Watto reckons the man cave has got the missus all over it, that really Juddy's had no influence in the putting together of this man cave. So based on his locker, Watson might be onto something here.
Yeah, I reckon Beckwood had most of the say. I'm not sure Juddy's picking out deer skins and antler horns hanging on the wall. So,
can you imagine him, like, if he watches the game this weekend in his man cave, would he wrap himself in that sort of like that bear rug on the floor there with just a couple of nice velvet pillows behind his head on the big TV screen and watch the game? Is that how you're picturing him this weekend?
Yeah, I reckon that. Maybe in a dressing gown, scotch in the left hand.
Pipe in the right hand.
Good luck. It's a big look. It's obviously a huge game for the footy club. You want to get this thing heading in the right direction, and this is a great opportunity for you to do it. They've got a couple out. You've got a couple out as well. It's going to be a really competitive game of footy, mate. We wish you all the very best. Appreciate you coming on the show.
No worries. Cheers, guys.
Good on you.